Vic Naidu, East Coast Radio.
Hello, my name is Vic Naidu. It's also a Tuesday and it's 1:30. I saw a question. And you know, generally, you can think of all the foods you love, but sometimes it's a bit of a mission to think of things that you don't really like, because I suppose you avoid it all the time, that's why, so you don't give it much thought. The question is, if 2020 was a food, what would it be? I saw this question, and my immediate response was fruitcake. I said what I said. I don't trust anybody who tells me they love fruitcake. I cringe, like Christmas time, about fruitcake. I mean, some people still put it as a tier in their wedding cake. I'll tell you why it's fruitcake for me. Couple of reasons. Because 2020 is old, just like fruitcake. By the time you eat it, it has been in the making for months. And I just don't like fruitcake. Like I don't like 2020. Also, if 2020 was a food, you know what it would be? It would be that thick crust in a loaf of bread that nobody wants. Brown bread. There we go. Is there a food to describe 2020 for you? I'm very interested to hear your answers. 0617929495, our WhatsApp line is open.
Hi there, Vic. Oh my gosh, you are spot on. That is definitely the worst thing ever for me to eat too, is fruitcake. And my grandma used to force us to eat it because it's a tradition. And Christmas and everything is horrible. But yes, that goes hand in hand with the lockdown, the COVID and everything. They should have called it fruitcake 19.
2020 reminds me of Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts. They are disgusting, they are revolting, and they can't even be called a food.
You're quite passionate about those little green balls of nutrition, and I don't think you're the only one. Brussels sprouts is featuring heavy to the question, if 2020 was a food, what would it be?
What's up, East Coast? Chad here from Peter Marisburg. Yeah, if I didn't describe 2020 as a food, it'd definitely have to be an old peanut butter and syrup sandwich that's been left in a school box, in a school bag, in the sun for like 4 or 5 days. Definitely an old peanut butter and syrup sandwich where it's gone all crusty and a little bit
moldy
of mold in it as well. Definitely that, eh?
I can smell it. There's a distinct smell that comes with leftover lunch forgotten in a lunch box.
The food that I would use to describe 2020 is rotten milk.
Rotten milk. If 2020 was a food, what would it be? I'm very interested to hear your answers. 0617929495.
Hi, East Coast. If 2020 was a food, it would definitely be the elaichi, that bitter spice in your biryani, or berwesto, a fly in your cold tea. Take care. This is Jen from PNB.
I'm going to digress a little bit here, just for a few seconds. We're talking about foods that could describe 2020. I saw this question and I'm quite interested to hear your thoughts on it. Told you mine was fruitcake. And one of the members on my team, Jean-Marie, was asking if anybody had suggested a fruit called a durian fruit. And I was like, what is this? I've never heard about this fruit in my entire... A durian fruit. I never heard about this. It's a fruit that's popular in Asia. Can I tell you that this fruit smells so bad that it's banned in public transport? Like, you remember at school when you used to take a boiled egg sandwich to lunch? Like, it smelled everywhere. You would have been banned. This fruit is banned across all types of public transportation. Even taxis have signs to let you know that they refuse to carry any passengers or transport the smelly fruits if you have it with you. It's so bad that they describe it as turpentine onions garnished with a gym sock. But it's the fact that it's been banned in public transport is what does it for me. We asked you 0617929495. What food would 2020 be for you?
Hi Vic, 2020 reminds me of stew. Ew, like spew.
So, if 2020 was a food, I'm going to have to go with asparagus. 2020 is asparagus. Or maybe paella. That's right. 2020 is paella. I can't think of anything worse. I've given it a try once in my life and I was so incredibly bored. So I didn't have it again for 20 years. And then I tried it again the other day and I was still bored. 2020 is paella.
Haley, two things. Number one, I feel attacked. I love paella. Number two, I've never, ever met anyone who has used the word bored to describe food before.
Hi, Vic. Bruh, definitely brown bread and peanut butter. You know, when you are about to enjoy bread and peanut butter, and then it gives you that thing that says you need tea now, or water, otherwise you die. Definitely brown bread and peanut butter.
All right, head on to ecr.co.za, click on my show page. You'll find all the other pieces of food that would describe 2020.
Vic Naidu, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m., East Coast Radio.